At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. You know, our job here is pretty simple. We try to cut through all that marketing noise,
right,
and really dig into the facts, the stuff hidden in the research and the leaks.
And today, yeah, we're doing an early deep dive. We're looking at the Samsung Galaxy S26 series, specifically focusing on the leaks and, interestingly, the financial expectations around the Ultra model.
Okay.
We've pulled together reports on, well, everything from charting specs to that ongoing processor battle and what looks like a kind of surprising direction for camera upgrades.
So what's the main story we're trying to uncover here? Are we looking at huge hardware changes for the S26? You know, the kind of stuff that looks great on a spec sheet?
Or is it something else?
Yeah.
Is Samsung maybe focusing more on, let's say, practical refinement, fixing things that have, frankly, annoyed users for a while?
Right.
Based on everything we've seen, it really feels like the latter. The narrative seems pretty clear. This generation is about refinement, about tackling those implementation problems.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they're trying to make the tech they already have work better for you, the person using the phone, rather than just chasing, you know, bigger numbers.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's unpack that idea of refinement. Where should we start? Maybe the most practical, everyday thing, battery and charging.
Definitely. That's a big one. For years, Samsung's been kind of stuck, haven't they? 45 watts on the top models.
Yeah, and people notice that. It's been a source of frustration when other brands are pushing way past it.
Exactly. So the headline rumor for the S26 Ultra is a jump to 60 watts.
60. Okay, that sounds better. But is it a game changer? I mean, we see competitors with 100W, 120W. Why is 60W the focus here?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. The real story, according to our sources, isn't just the peak number. It's how it delivers the power. That number on the box hasn't always matched the reality in your hand.
Right. The current 45W system,
yeah,
it just doesn't feel like 45W most of the time.
Precisely. I think anyone listening has probably felt that. You plug your phone in, expecting a quick top-up, maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah, hoping for a big jump.
And it's only gone up, what, 10%?
Yeah.
Because the phone throttled the speed almost immediately.
So frustrating.
Yeah. The sources say the current S25 implementation, it barely touched 45W right at the start. Then it drops pretty fast to around 34W until you hit maybe 35% battery.
And then it slows down even more after that.
Uh-huh. Especially if the battery's fuller or, you know, if heat builds up. So you rarely, if ever, got that full 45W speed when you actually needed it. Like when the battery was really low.
Okay, so how is the S26 Ultra supposedly fixing this everyday headache?
This is where the leak points to a smarter upgrade. It's not just about hitting 60W peak. The rumor is new 60W solution using the PPS standard.
PPS, programmable power supply. Okay, refresh our memory. Why is that standard the important detail here?
PPS is key because it lets the charger and the phone talk to each other constantly. They dynamically adjust the voltage and current instead of being stuck at fixed levels.
Ah, so it's more adaptable.
Exactly. That dynamic control helps manage heat better, which in turn lets them sustain higher speeds for longer. The leak suggests this new 60W PPS system will actually start charging strongly, around 55W, in that really critical 0 to 15% battery stage.
Okay, that's already better than the current situation.
But here's a kicker. It's expected to maintain a solid 45W speed all the way up to 70% charge.
70%. Wow. Okay, that's the practical upgrade. It's not about the 60W number itself. It's about getting a genuine, sustained 45W for most of the charging time.
That's it. That's the real-world improvement. It puts Samsung in a much better place, even if they aren't chasing those flashy triple-digit numbers we see from some other Android brands. Excluding Google, of course.
Yeah, it feels like they're finally acknowledging the lag while others jump to 65, 80, 100 watts.
Right. Samsung seems focused on delivering a charging curve that's predictable, fast, but also, you know, safe, prioritizing the actual user experience over just a marketing bullet point.
Okay, so sustained power delivery, that's win number one for refinement. Let's shift gears to the brains of the operation. The SoC, the system on a chip. This is always a hot topic, isn't it? That constant battle, Qualcomm versus Samsung's own Exynos chips.
Oh, yeah. This internal competition seems like it's really defining this S26 generation. Qualcomm, actually, they were pretty vocal about this on their recent Q4 earnings call.
Oh, what did they say?
They told investors they expect to power the large majority of S26 devices. they put a number on it, anticipating a 75% share.
75%, wow.
And they call that their new baseline for the Galaxy S series.
That's a really strong statement, especially because didn't Qualcomm have almost 100% in the S25 series, at least in major markets?
Pretty much, yeah. So saying 75% is the new baseline, that directly counters those earlier rumors we heard. The one suggesting Samsung was maybe ready to push its own Exynos 2600 chip into most regions globally this time.
Right. And why would Samsung want to push Exynos so hard? There must be some big claims about its performance, right?
Oh, the rumored performance claims for this Exynos 2600 are, well, they're pretty staggering, especially around AI performance.
Like what?
Some reports claim it's actually superior to Apple's next chip, the rumored A19 Pro.
Seriously, better than Apple. And what about AI specifically?
That seems to be the main focus. The leaks claim the Exynos 2600 could be up to 6 times faster on AI NPU tasks compared to rivals.
6 times? That sounds almost unbelievable.
It does. More specifically, it's claimed to be 30% faster on those NPU tasks than the rumored Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5, which would be Qualcomm's competitor chip.
Okay, hold on. 30% faster AI is a massive claim. But Qualcomm is simultaneously telling the market they expect 75% share. So is the Exynos really that good? Or could this be, you know, Samsung maybe leaking ambitious performance numbers to get better leverage in their negotiations with Qualcomm?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Whether the 30% number is exact or not, the message is crystal clear. The battleground is the NPU, the neural processing unit.
Right, the part of the chip that handles all the AI stuff.
Exactly. That's what powers all the modern features we're seeing, the instant translations, live transcriptions, those generative AI photo editing tools.
All the stuff they market heavily now.
Absolutely. So the performance ceiling of the phone you end up buying, it's increasingly dictated by which chip is inside, specifically how good its NPU is. It's less about raw CPU speed these days and much more about that specialized AI power.
That makes sense. And that focus on AI performance, it leads us nicely into the camera system, doesn't it? Because if the chip is all about AI, maybe the camera innovation is leaning that way too, especially since the hardware rumors seem underwhelming.
That's exactly the third piece reinforcing this theme of refinement over revolution. The leaks suggest the S26 Ultra. It's expected to use the same 200 megapixel main sensor that's been in the Ultra since the S23.
Still, wow, okay, so no big sensor upgrade there. Any other hardware changes?
The only potential hardware bump mentioned is pretty minor. The 3x telephoto lens might go from 10 megapixels up to 12 megapixels. That's about it.
So if the core hardware, the main sensor, is staying the same, where's the improvement supposed to come from?
It looks like it's almost entirely pivoting to software. Specifically, features unlocked through Samsung's Camera Assistant app.
Ah, that downloadable app that gives you more granular control.
Exactly. It's an extension that unlocks settings usually hidden from the average user. Samsung seems to be leaning heavily on computational photography and just giving power users more control over the final image or video. That's refinement defined, really.
And what's cool here is these aren't just abstract algorithm tweaks. The leaks point to actual user-facing tools, things you can actively use to get better results. Let's run through the 4 big rumored features for Camera Assistant. First up, a new default resolution. 24 megapixels.
Yeah, this seems like a really smart middle ground. Right now, you basically choose between the quick 12MP mode or the super detailed but slower 50MP mode.
Right, it's often a compromise.
So 24MP could be that sweet spot, fast enough like the 12MP mode, but with noticeably more detail, better for cropping later, you know.
Makes sense. Okay, next is something called adaptive pixel. Sounds like maybe stacking multiple shots.
That's precisely what it sounds like.
Yeah.
The idea is to reduce noise, especially in tricky lighting. It would likely combine several lower res shots, maybe captured at slightly different exposures or ISO levels, and then use algorithms to kind of stitch or blend them into one cleaner, high resolution final picture. Computational photography 101, but potentially very effective if done well.
Okay, interesting. Now this next one, this sounds like a big deal, especially for video shooters. A focus speed slider.
Yes. If this leak pans out, this could be a huge win for anyone trying to get more cinematic-looking video from their phone.
Because right now, autofocus can be really jarring, right? It just snaps between subjects.
Exactly. It ruins the shot sometimes. This slider would apparently let you manually adjust how fast the focus shifts from point A to point B.
Like a smooth rack focus effect.
Precisely. You could dial in that smooth, professional-looking focus pull without needing fancy external gear. That's a really practical tool.
Yeah, I like the sound of that one. Okay, and the last one is about HDR control. Being able to turn off HDR10 Plus Tive. Why is that important?
This seems geared towards people who edit their videos later. HDR10 Plus can sometimes be, well, a bit aggressive. It looks vibrant on the phone screen, but...
but can cause issues in editing software.
Yeah, the sources mentioned it can sometimes lead to a grainy effect or weird artifacts when you try to color grade or adjust the footage in post-production. So having the option to switch to standard HDR, or maybe even turn it off completely for certain shots, gives creators more flexibility and cleaner raw footage to work with.
Okay, so looking across all three areas, then, the charging, the processor battle, the camera software, it really does paint a consistent picture, doesn't it?
It really does. It's a story about optimizing the details, the implementation stuff, that actually affects how you use the phone day to day.
Better sustained charging, potentially better AI performance, depending on your region.
All right, thanks to that MPU focus. And then these really practical camera software tools that promise better photos and video without needing brand new expensive sensors. It's all about tangible value through refinement.
So let's wrap this up. What's the final thought we want to leave with you, the listener? It feels like the S26 Ultra, based on these early leaks, is shaping up to be less about breaking records on a spec sheet.
Yeah, less about those huge numbers.
Yeah, and more about fixing those little subtle but often frustrating flaws in how the current technology actually works in practice.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a bigger question, maybe about the future of smartphone design itself. We want you to think about what truly delivers more value to you.
Is it chasing those big, easy-to-market numbers, you know, 120-watt charging or 200-megapixel sensor, even if the reality doesn't quite match?
Or is the real value in focusing on optimizing the actual experience? Things like getting reliable, fast-charging speeds up to 70% battery, or give you a tool like that focus speed slider to make your videos look smoother?
It feels like the real innovation, maybe the more meaningful kind, often lies in getting those implementation details right.
So as more news comes out, maybe use these insights to look beyond the marketing slogans. Judge the S26 when it arrives on its true merits. Does it actually make your everyday experience noticeably better?
Food for thought. Until next time, keep digging deeper and thinking critically about your tech.